In this portion of our canoe regatta interviews, I had the opportunity to speak with Thomas Irardi from Skaneateles, New York. He and his partner, Scott Stenberg, are both paddling for their 10th finish today.
Let's start with when you started canoeing.
We used to have family races when I was probably 5, 6, 7. But, you know, those were big aluminum canoes, not racing boats. I didn't do my first real race until early 90s, so probably when I was in my late 20s.
And what brought you to do that at that time, after all those years not racing?
Some people were putting together a team for the Sugar Bush Quadrathlon, and they were looking for a paddler. And I said, well, it's been a while, but I've been known to do a fair bit of canoeing in the summertime, so they put me on the team, and we raced.
And at that point, then, you decided you'd do more?
Yes, yes. It was a lot of fun, and that was up northern New York and Vermont. There were people that were racing competitively and sort of took an interest in my friend Ted and I, and were willing to show us how to race, how to get better, and sort of took us under their wings.
How did you first learn about the General Clinton?
When I read Peter Heed's book back in, let's say, 93.
And you thought to yourself, I should try this 70-mile trek?
I did. My partner and I had done the Adirondack Classic, the 90-miler, and we didn't place, but we had a great time and enjoyed everything about it, and thought, you know, we ought to do the 70. It's right down the road, and if that goes well, then we'll try another race.
This year, you're paddling with Scott Stenberg from Moravia, and how did you hook up with Scott?
Scott and I used to work together. He was a serious marathoner and had troubles with his knees and ankles, and saw a kayak on my roof rack, and we started talking, and we started racing together and training together, and 15 years ago now, maybe?
You are both doing it this year, not only together, but together as 700 Mile Club entrants when you finish.
We are well aware of that, and it'll be our 9th time together in a boat, 8th time in a canoe for the 70.
So you've been with Scott for many years, obviously. You know each other's stroke. You enjoy paddling with him?
Yes. This race, though, can stress even the best relationships.
So I've heard. Everyone tells us that. You can't go 70 miles without having some sort of disagreement on the river.
Yeah, there are different lines to take, and the river is funny. One year the line's on one side, and one year it's just not there anymore.
You both decided we have to do this together because we have 9 each, and what a great thing, two guys getting into the 700 Mile Club at the end of this race. What does it mean to you to do this race 10 times?
To be honest, it started with just finishing it once. You know, that was the thing. The first year my previous partner and I did it, we left a boat on the river wrapped around a tree. So the river and I had a little unfinished business. But the first year that Scott and I did it, the water was relatively high, and, you know, we were in good spirits, and we had a great time. In the second year, it was kind of the same. The third year, it was a little low, but we seemed to make it through okay. And honestly, once you get to 3, 10 becomes a number that's not so far away. There's the people who do it once to do it, and the crazy people who come back a second and third time. But at some point, for us, it was, we're going to get to 10, and we'll see what happens after 10.
When do you see yourself ever not coming to the General Clinton?
That's a good question. I don't know. Getting to 10 was definitely important. I'm 50 now. I know I've got at least another 10 good years. I should be able to get to 20. But if the river's really low, I'm not sure I want to spend 10 hours on it.
Yeah. What about the idea of doing it with a different partner? Have you made other friends along the way? Is that a consideration for either one of you?
I think I would really only do it with someone else if Scott was unavailable. I did it one time solo in a kayak, and Scott did it that year solo in a canoe. But again, it's a long time to be out there with someone, and we have so many hours together, not only in the same boat, but even when we're paddling kayaks, we're side by side or in a line and we're just used to being on the water together. I'm not sure I could just pop another person in the boat for that length of time and enjoy it as much.
Lastly, do you have a highlight moment on the Susquehanna River during this race over the years?
I guess the first year, just going and seeing Serge Corbin up close and personal was a little awe-inspiring. He will have more wins, maybe, than I even have entrants in the race. And the beauty of canoeing and kayaking is that you can race against the best in the world. I've had my butt kicked by Serge Corbin many times, and it doesn't bother me at all.
So when you get to the end of this race, not just this year, but in other years, do you ever think, oh, I don't think I could do this again?
No. Honestly, never. I'm glad I don't have to get up the next morning and do it again or continue down the river at all. It's nice to have that one day and, you know, I've got a whole 11 months to get my head back into I want to do this again.
Best of luck to you both and an early congratulations on your entry into the 700-mile club when you cross the finish line to both you and Scott.
Thank you very much. Something that we honestly have looked forward to for quite a few years now.
You can see Thomas and Scott in the NIMCRA Men's Stock Class in Boat E2. For Regatta Coverage 2014, I'm Craig Stevens.